Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and thanks so much for tuning in to today's segment. This broadcast is a production platform of the Wow Seat Media, and you can learn more about our other five signature segments that are each hosted on different platforms by visiting our Tumblr site, and that's at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com, and also you can follow the Wow Seat Media on Facebook. Well, our core focus for today is maximizing your wow factor with our special guest, Joseph L. Jones, Jr., who is the author of Maximize Your 365, and he's also known in the dual role of being the mound builder and the multiplicity mound builder. I've also included in the show description a brief bio about him, his website, how you can connect with him on LinkedIn, and also you can learn more about the roles that he serves in at Allie Nicole Wow She Does It All Media Empires. Well, before I bring Joseph on, I just want to share with the listening audience that Joseph and I have a very special, unique relationship, and we have served together in a multitude of ways over the years in our multiplicity and cross-industry entrepreneurial roles. And he also happens to be my best male friend. And I just have to say, without sounding too biased, that he's one of the most outstanding demonstrations of a male leadership expression. And we certainly need that in this new era. And to me, he is by far one of the best communicators that delivers with such great depth, also profoundness. And most of all, he's extremely passionate about what he shares. And honestly, I could use this entire segment to speak about his magnificence, but I know we have a short segment here, and I want to go ahead and bring him on and welcome Joseph to the Wow Seat. Joseph, great to have you here.
All I can say is wow. Thank you so much, Allie Nicole. It is indeed an honor to be on the hot seat or the wild seat with you. I am grateful for all the work that we have done together. You are definitely a bestie as well. And I look forward to this discourse right now and all that is going to become, all that's going to come forth and be shared today.
I am beyond excited. I'm so happy to finally have you on the Wow Seat, and my deep appreciation for you and just all that you've been, not just to me, but really just to the world at large. You are certainly a gift, and I want the audience to know and feel that today, and I know that they will, and I'm extremely excited about our dialogue, so definitely want to go ahead and get into that, all right?
I am just a mere reflection of you.
Oh, thank you. We do compliment each other so well. So today we'll have a fabulous wow conversation, which all of our conversations are wow, but, you know, being able to share with the listening audience and add, you know, some value to them. I'm really excited about what we're going to talk about today. But before we jump into that, I want to ask you, what has been your most recent wow moment?
Well, my most recent wow moment was actually a series that you and I did, and that series deals with multiplicitypreneurship and the multiplicitypreneurship moment that we shared.
Yes.
And we shared that over a series of a few shows, and we had guests, And that was really a huge wow, because so much impactful information came forth as a result of that show. It was a joy to do it. And I know people are going to get a whole lot out of it.
Oh, absolutely. I co-sign, and I'm definitely co-signing with you, because that has been a series of wow moments for me as well, being able to share that time and space with you and put together the series and add the tremendous value that we did. And then most of all, just being able to know that we are using our giftings in the world, sharing our wow works. And actually, on that note, I would like to ask you to tell the listening audience, what is your wow mission, your worthwhile outstanding works?
It's interesting that you asked that, because many years ago, I was in conversation with a pastor. And the pastor was talking about how it's funny how pastors really just have one sermon. And what he meant by that is the sermon that they have is generally based around either one Bible verse or a couple of Bible verses, as well as some experience that they have learned along the way. And as I thought about that and listened to a lot of presentations, generally, whenever a person speaks or whenever there's a message that comes forth, it always loops a back round to what is their central message. And for me, my central message is centered around helping people to get the most out of their life and building a life that is worthy of living. That's really my wow mission. Because if you're able to get the most out of your life and live life more abundantly, then you're really able to embody what the scripture calls abundant living. Jesus said in 10:10, I came life, John 10:10, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So we have to begin to embody that. And I'm very passionate about helping people to really identify what their passion is and getting the most out of their life.
You certainly do that, and you do that with excellence. That's one of the things I definitely can attest to over the years that has been so consistent is your outstandingness in what you do. And even as I was sharing, you know, prior to bringing you forward, was that you're very passionate. I think I said you're extremely passionate, because there is that extreme in there in the good way, that and when you do share and you help people, it really is from a greater place of depth, you know. So there's nothing like on the surface about what you're doing with others, because you also challenge them and champion them to dive deep too, to discover those hidden treasures and what they're really here to do. So you certainly demonstrate your wow mission, your worthwhile outstanding works in the world so magnificently, and I'm very grateful for the way that you show up.
Thank you so much. Like I said, it's just a mere reflection of what you do, because you do that so brilliantly.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you very much. And that's why I love being able to have the conversations and collaborations that we have. I mean, we do really complement each other very, very well. And I'm very excited. You brought out the series. I'm very excited that even this listening audience, I'll be able to share with them also where they can go and find, you know, our series. But before getting into that, I really want to dive into what we're going to talk about today and the importance of it, because you are the maximizer. And I did mention that you have these dual roles of being the mound builder and also the multiplicity mound builder. But within all of that, you have learned how to truly maximize your giftings and actually maximize your life in a way where you can demonstrate kind of all across the board the best ways to, you know, to really show up. So for leaders and entrepreneurs, this is really, really important as it relates to the worthwhile outstanding works that they do. So can you talk from your vantage point in terms of how important it is for these leaders and entrepreneurs to start to maximize their wow factor? Joseph, do I still have you here? Okay, we may have a little technical difficulty going on here. Joseph might have got disconnected, but I'm sure he'll be calling back in. So while we're waiting on him, I want to just kind of go there on that note about the importance of being able to really, as a leader and an entrepreneur, start stepping into this higher space of demonstrating your wow factor. And Joseph, which I think I actually have him back, so I'm going to bring him in. Great timing, because you know me, I can go in and I can talk forever, but the show is really about him, so we want to definitely hear his vantage point on that. So, Joseph, you are back. Take it away.
Well, apparently there's something going on with technology, which is a whole nother business issue. But
exactly,
right now,
right.
What businesses want to be focused on right now is making sure that they're getting the most out of their business and the most out of themselves. And I place emphasis on the latter, because once you get the most out of yourself, then you'll be able to get the most out of your business offerings and gift the public with a whole lot more than what a lot of places offer. Right now, business has to shift because, as we've talked about numerous times, there is a marketplace where you are called for to express more of yourself now than you were in the past.
Right.
And failure to do so is going to cause you to close up shop. So it's important for you to be diverse in your offerings and make sure that you're expressing your multiplicity in gifts and talents and products. Because if you just try and offer one thing and stick to that one thing, you're going to be short-circuiting yourself, limiting yourself, and you're going to be restricting your business as well as restricting the benefit that your customers and clients can receive as a result of your offering. So it's important for businesses now to really expand in that way of multiplicity.
Yes. I agree wholeheartedly. Of course, this is the work that you and I have been doing for years, and so I couldn't agree more. And actually, on that note, and everything you said, you stated it so magnificently, which you always do. I actually want to take a moment to invite our listening audience to write down this website. It's www.multiplicityentrepreneurs.tumblr.com, and there you're going to be able to find the series that Joseph and I recently did, and that's going to really help you to maximize your wow factor and be able to start in this vibration and demonstration of multiplicity, what he's talking about, which is the very thing that will help you to level up your worthwhile, outstanding works in the world. And then you'll find that you're not just here to do just one work. It's a multiple stream, I would say, of ever-ending gifts that can be expressed, for sure.
That's right.
Do you agree, Joseph? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I definitely want to ask you this question, because with you being the mound builder and having the dual roles of being the mound builder and the multiplicity mound builder, so let's talk about how mound building principles, because you do have principles that can really help one to maximize their wow factor. I think that's really important to bring up too.
Well, absolutely. There are principles. I use a pyramid format to talk about ways in which we develop as a human being as well as develop as a business. And in that pyramid, what I spend most of the time with is at the bottom. If you think of a pyramid, it's bigger at the bottom, and then it tends to come to a point at the top.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because what we find is tend to settle at the bottom, meaning that they don't get the most out of themselves. They just pretty much exist. And the bottom of that pyramid format is existence. In that space of existence, what that means is you're just existing. You're going day to day. You're going hand to mouth with your job. You're just getting enough to get by. You're not really living You're just existing. Mm. And if you look at businesses, if you look at the lives of people, from a business perspective, most businesses are operating out of a deficit. You have the bigger businesses that are doing well, but most businesses are really operating out of a deficit. And that mirrors the individual or the business owner, because we're operating out of a deficit because we're not getting the most out of ourselves. We're just getting by. So I spend a lot of time at that bottom level of existence. And one of the reasons why we can't move to the next level, which is resources, is because we need resources in order to do all of the other things moving forward to make our business successful and worthwhile and to maximize it. So the next step up, of course, would be resources. But I spend a lot of time on existence because that's where we really have to deconstruct the mindset and really begin to build the foundation of a new mindset, which deals with the multiplicity that we talked about earlier and getting more out of ourselves in terms of diversity. So that's how some of these concepts in that pyramid structure can begin to help business.
Great. Nice. Yes, that is perfect. Because it's important to have the right foundation laid. It's important to have the right structures. And I think that that's been one of the missing things for sure, is proper structures within frameworks. And that's why when you see the lack of success, so to speak, even for companies or organizations that have been being successful for quite some time, but then when you return to the foundation and the structures that they have in place, a lot of times they're not sustainable for the long-term success. A lot of companies who actually have had some longevity are finding themselves in that space where they realize that as they were building, it seemed like a solid foundation at first, but then as time was progressing, the evolution didn't happen to strengthen what they had, and they just continued on and didn't multiply, didn't diversify, didn't become more innovative so that they could be above the curve or so. But you
so
summed that up, I mean, very perfectly, which I knew that you would, having that structure. Go ahead.
Well, what I found, speaking to what you're mentioning there, I found that most businesses and their foundation is shaky because they're building from a faulty blueprint.
Yes.
If your blueprint is faulty, then your foundation is going to be unsettled, and your business moving forward off that foundation is not going to yield the best results. So your blueprint is where you really want to spend the most attention and make sure that that's sound, so that when you come to your foundation and begin to build there, then it will be on solid footing.
Absolutely, because all other ground is sinking sand. Isn't that correct?
Sinking sand. That's correct.
Yeah, sinking sand. Yeah, and so, you know, I want to say something real quick, and then I know, you know, this segment moves pretty fast, but I know some are thinking, well, we did build on a solid foundation, and it worked for us, you know, for quite some time. But the thing about it is that sometimes you have to keep laying a new foundation at every entrepreneurial phase, every entrepreneurial juncture. You have to lay a new foundation and begin to build structures that are going to be relevant with what's emerging and not just what's present. And I think that for sure has definitely got a lot of business owners kind of sideways, where they're kind of confused because they think we did do the planning, we did build the structures. But again, like any home, as you know, as a builder, any home or anything that's being built with structures, over time, things wear out, things wear down. So you either have to repair that foundation or lay a new one, or you have to build anew. And so sometimes I think that that's kind of been, like I said, the missing key. And within that, then the wow factor just cannot be expressed and be demonstrated. Even if it was demonstrated before, it will not have that long-term effect.
Well, I think one of the things to consider is one of the first pyramidal structures that was built was the Step Pyramid. And it was built in stages. You have different steps.
Yeah.
That's why they call it a Step Pyramid.
Right.
Because there's a layer, and then there's a layer built on top of that and a layer built on top of that. And these are the stages that we have to look at our business as. What is
the next
stage of development for my business? What's the next step in the Step Pyramid for me to receive and experience my optimal success? So that step system is very important, and it's an important consideration for business owners, specifically now, because things shift. As they say, shift happens. And as
the
things shift, we have,
and it hits
we
the
have
fan.
To be, yes, it does.
Let's make note of that, too. It hits the fan as well.
It is hitting the fan. It's in the fan right about now. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So we have to be prepared for that and prepared when those situations present themselves.
Wow, that you summed that up nicely. Very well stated. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. Well, I know we're going to be coming to a close in the segment. Of course, I certainly want to have you back, and not just on this platform, but some of the other WowSuite platforms as well. I definitely want to have you featured there. But tell us about some of your upcoming projects or anything current that you have going on, any endeavors that you want us to know about?
Well, currently I have a ongoing message that comes out every Monday called Mound Building Monday, and it's just some brief inspiration and information and motivation to get you going through the week. There is a work that I just put out with a absolutely dynamic young lady. And it's called Brand Building with Multiplicity, Entrepreneurship Made Easy. That is a book and a planner for business owners to really begin to expand and build on that concept of multiplicity. And, of course, there's a series that we mentioned called Multiplicitypreneur Moments with you and I, which is a must-have for the now-time business owner. And there's also a series called Get Vocal on Video, which is available on my YouTube channel. And that series deals with the importance of getting in front of the camera and using technology in this digital age to push your message forward and to build your business. So these are now time projects and works that are unfolding and have already been presented, and they are available for the public to take advantage of and utilize to their best advantage. Mm.
Oh, yes, yes. And those are so wonderful. I can attest to all of the offerings, the publication that we did together, the series that we did together, then also the collaboration for Get Vocal on Video with the outstanding communicator, too. He's like your dual communicator.
Yes,
King
indeed.
King of Videopreneur, yes, Rob Deptford, and that series is amazing, so I do encourage our listeners to visit Joseph's YouTube channel. Joseph, tell them your YouTube channel. Is it just under Joseph L. Jones Jr.?
That is correct, Joseph L. Jones Jr.
Okay, great. They can go and check that out. Awesome. Well, before we wrap up, because I've really enjoyed having you, and of course this segment goes by so fast, so that's why I'm like, I'm definitely going to have you back, and of course we do things together all the time, but I certainly want to make sure that I feature you across the WowSuite media platform so that the people now need to hear what you have to say on so many different levels, and I definitely want to be able to expose them to your greatness. But do you have any closing words of empowerment that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Well, first, I want to thank you for this magnificent platform and for the dynamic work that you are doing with respect to business building as well as mindset. You're doing a wonderful job of that, and I look forward to every collaboration with you. With respect to business owners, your worthwhile outstanding work, your first worthwhile outstanding work needs to be your life. Your life really needs to embody your most outstanding work, because your life is a work of art. But you have to make it a work of art. You have to put the time in to really determine what you want your life to be and how you want your life to go. And that starts with mindset. And so it's important for business owners and even people who have not yet developed their business to really take the time and look at themselves and bring the best out of themselves, maximize the opportunities that are available for them, and maximize the gifts and talents that they have within them, so that when they bring that to their business is on solid ground and a solid foundation, and they're able to harvest their greatest results.
Wow, that was powerful. As I said it earlier, that you are just one of the most outstanding communicators, and when you communicate, I feel that depth that comes through you and that extreme passion and the profoundness, because even if you're saying something that sounds similar to what someone else is saying, it's vibrationally it's on a completely different level, and I definitely can feel that for sure. And I'm just so grateful for you and just all that you do and just, you know, who you are, and that you actually took the time in your life to take yourself serious and build your life effectively so that you then can in turn be able to help others build these worthwhile, outstanding lives as well and have the outstanding works to go along with it. So I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be on the Wow Seat today and just to share just all of the goodness about you.
Oh, I am thankful for you, Ally Nicole, and the trail that you are blazing and the example that you're setting, the work that you're doing. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to have connected with you in this lifetime.
Yes, same here. Oh, I appreciate you so, so very much. And I am sending you away with many blessings. Thanking you again for being here and looking so forward to all that we will do together continuing on. So thanks so much for being on the Wow Seat today.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
You're most welcome. The honor has been mine and the privilege. Thank you so much. And I also want to say thank you to our listening audience for tuning in to the Wow Seat. I am Ally Nicole. Wow, she does it all. And you can learn more about me on my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And as always, until the next segment, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.